This is How to Hype Very Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Masha. And today's conversation will focus on PEMF, Pulsed Electromagnetic Field Technology, which combines really well with hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And today we'll talk about the applications, how to use it, who can benefit, and of course, how to combine it with hyperbarics. And I'd like to welcome Dr. Schilling, who is an expert in PEMF. Hi, Daniel, and I'm really excited to have you on the show. Today with me, we're going to talk about PEMF technology, PEMF therapy. I'd love to learn more about it because I'd like to see how I can incorporate it to the best interest of my patients in my own practice. And you have a lot of experience with PEMF, correct?
Absolutely, yeah, a decade of it.
A decade, that's a long time. How did it all start for you, the affair with PEMF?
Yeah, I first got exposed to PEMF at a conference where I met the founder of Pulsed PEMF. Pulsed PEMF is Paul Webb. Met him at a conference and he exposed me to the therapy. He said, here, take these rings. I'm going to turn up to full blast and see how close you can get it to your body. And I was like, oh, this ought to be interesting. I'm like, I got a pretty high threshold. I could probably handle it. I mean, it was the high power PEMF when he had it turned all the way up. He was just kind of showing me the power of it. So kind of pique my interest. But that was my first exposure to it. And for me, it was love at first feel, shall we say, because when you use high power PEMF, you feel it. Your muscles contract, your organ systems are moving. You can literally feel it deep inside your body. And as a consumer, before having owned the technology, I wanted to know that something was actually going to move the needle. I love the idea of the Sedona mat and the beamers and of the world and the low voltage PEMF, but you cannot compete when it comes to high voltage as far as pulse PEMF goes. For me, as a clinician and a consumer, my gut health dramatically improved when I started using the PEMF, the high power PEMF on my digestive system to help heal my leaky gut and reverse any SIBO and stuff like that. And so that was my first exposure. And it's been, like I said, love at first feel.
So you mentioned that it helped you heal leaky gut. Mm-hmm. How did it work? What is the mechanism behind it?
Great question. PEMF is like earth energy. So back in the day before we had concrete floors and tile and hardwood and rubber shoes and stuff like that and pavement to walk around on, we walked in the earth. And the earth is a magnet and it would charge our bodies because we had bare feet touching the earth. And since the electrification of the earth's magnetic field has diminished, right? So radio waves, sonar waves, all the Gs up to 5G now as far as cell radiation, Wi-Fi, it's all the electrification of the earth. So it's diminished the actual earth's healing potential that it can give us, which means we more than ever need PEMF to help our bodies heal. So as I was about to say, PEMF does one thing and what does one thing every time, and it puts energy in your body by way of activating your own body's energetic processes. So it's argued that it activates the cell membrane, as we talked a moment ago. It also activates mitochondrial function, increasing oxidative phosphorylation, which is fancy words for using oxygen for creating energy. Because if you just use glucose, which is sugar, it's not going to get you very far. So if you put $1 in the ATM of glucose, you're going to get two back out. And you're like, well, that's a pretty good return on my money. I got 100% return. If you put in $1 of glucose into oxygen when you're using PEMF, not just with PEMF, but think about the use of oxygen, then you're getting 32 to 36 back. And so it's a game changer. We think of high power PEMF helps you heal five times faster. So it shrinks your window of healing by up to 80% because it's giving your body the energy it needs to overcome the stuck point, if you will. So if you know about enzymes are catalysts. They take the energy. If it would take this much energy to have a reaction, as you know, Dr. Masha, it lowers it down to here. So it's less energy. For the layperson, a catalyst enzyme might be a weird concept. So if it takes this much energy to produce a reaction, it lowers it. So PEMF does a similar thing where it energizes your body. It's literally called cellular exercise for a reason, because it causes contractions, muscle contraction, nerve contraction, smooth muscle contraction of your gut. It's moving your lymphatics because when it contracts the muscles, the lymph moves. It's creating a piezoelectric effect on the bones where it's actually tugging on the bones, which is then making the bones stronger. We have people with osteoporosis all the time that come in here and they gain bone density by doing PEMF. They haven't changed their diet. They haven't changed their lifestyle, even though we tell them you got to eat this, and this, and do weight-bearing exercises. Like, it never seems to change. They just come in here, they do the bed, they do the pulse, whatever they're going to do, and they get stronger bones. So that's kind of a snapshot, knowing that PEMF is the universal, it's like water is considered the universal solvent. It can thought to break down anything, wash anything away, if you will. PEMF is a universal healer, because it doesn't heal you, but it gives your body the energy to heal.
I have a PMF mat. Actually, it's an infrared PMF mat that I use at home. And I especially used it a lot, several times a day, at least twice a day, during my recovery from long COVID and psoriatic arthritis. I had an autoimmune flare at the same time. So when I had my long COVID, I had a lot of brain fog. I couldn't concentrate and I was in a lot of pain because of the arthritis. When I used the mat, it gave me energy, it gave me mental focus, and it decreased my pain. And I attribute my recovery from long COVID, at least a big chunk of that recovery, I attribute to PMF technology. And that's why I'm so passionate about it. Right now, Bond Charge, a company where I got my mat, is having a promotion. So you can get a mat with a discount. Make sure to check the podcast description for the link and for the discount code.
And if you're at a point where your energy is low in your body, you can't overcome what you're dealing with. Doesn't matter if it's Lyme or cancer or ulcerative colitis, you know, concussion, your body has a deficiency in energy. So because we don't have enough energy coming off the, I don't even know if the earth was a magnet and you stuck it against your fridge, it'd probably just slide down the fridge. It wouldn't even stick to the refrigerator. Just wouldn't have enough magnetic energy. So we got to charge up our bodies to get that energy healing. And then allow us to get over the hump, out of the rut, if you will, whatever you might call it.
So please correct me if I'm wrong. So it does two things. Basically, when a person is not producing enough energy because their mitochondria are in so-called cell danger response, for example, as it is in chronic disease or a sequelae of an acute infection, for example. So it sort of shakes it up and it says, let's start working.
Correct. Yeah, it's going to initiate processes that have either become less efficient or completely ineffective altogether. And that goes for joints, that goes for organs, that goes for lymphatic flow, lymphedema and stuff like that. So yes, it stimulates the body to re-engage, right? You know, if you think about people so from the functional medicine standpoint, cancer is thought to be, these cells have differentiated from the ones around them. It's low oxygen, low nutrients, high acid. So in the case of cancer, we don't treat cancer. We just treat the person. Mm-hmm. So if you put energy into an area where there's I'm going to put air quotes, a tumor, right? Because tumors in the medical world are considered bad. In the natural healing world, they're an immune response, a healing response from the body. It's going to drive energy into that area, which is going to increase the metabolism of those cells, which is going to turn back on that oxygen using cell production of energy, which in theory, then the cancer can't thrive in that area. So something we use is a very specific spot treatment, not just, you know, whether it's breast, colon, prostate, whatever it might be. We also do whole body stuff. So that just kind of gives you an idea of the application of it.
So in many ways, it is similar to the action of hyperbaric oxygen therapy, because it literally does the same thing, especially if we talk about cancer, because cancer doesn't thrive in oxygen-rich environment, right? So what would provide more oxygen? Supposedly, it either shrinks the tumor or at least prevents future growth. So I see a correlation there because I'm trying to figure out for myself, okay, what am I doing with it? How am I using it? As I understand, you do not use PEMF therapy as a monotherapy. Is that correct? So you have other...
Yeah, I mean, we have people that are just strictly on a membership for PEMF because they just know they feel better. They challenge their cells. They might come back like every 3 years because they, you know, they twisted their ankle something or other. They got a gut bug. They call it, you know, I got a gut bug, you know. But so once they're out of, you know, the cell danger response and they're into a more of a stable ebb and flow instead of the peaks and valleys that they were dealing with, then they can just utilize PEMF to maintain the optimal health they have. But most people wait till they lose their health and they have to try and rescue it. And mm-hmm. So it takes way more, as you know, it takes so much more energy to rescue someone's health than it does to prevent. Like prevention is the cure.
Definitely. 100%.
So you're the expert on HBOT, hyperbaric. I'm a novice when it comes to understanding the technology. But yes, you want to increase the atmospheres, drive the oxygen deeper in the tissues. There's not a part of the body that doesn't thrive when you have well-oxygenated tissue and energized tissue.
Yeah. Absolutely. These two should work together. How often do you recommend that your patients do PEMF?
Well, the term from someone like myself who uses it every day is every day. Because I know, like, I can go, like, when you have new kids, like young kids, you tend to have maybe some sleepless nights here and there. In the past 8 years since taking over the clinic and then changing the name and rebranding it, I'm going to quote it, fallen ill. Like I've taken my eye off my stress enough where it actually knocked me down twice. And nothing had to do with COVID. It had everything to do with Epstein-Barr both times. And that's just my pattern, that recovering perfectionist and all that crap. You know, that's what Epstein-Barr is about. So I use it every day because I know I sleep better. I have abundant energy. My cells work better. It helps me maintain my physical health as much as I can. I mean, I'm an athlete, so I like to be active. And anytime I can't be active, you know, I mean, prior to kids, I would come, if I woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning prior to having kids, I'd drive over to the clinic and lay on the pulse bed and fall asleep there. That's what I would do. So it's average person. I would say if they did between 1 and 2 hours a week of concentrated pulsing, to answer your question, that would be probably adequate for maintaining good health. At the front end, when people start with us, they usually do 4 months of intensive care and they're doing at least 40 hours in the first, you know, as fast as I can get it in them to get, because my job is to get them like 80% the way they're in the first 20% of the time. Mm-hmm. So I got to move the needle 80% to their full recovery within 20% so they can feel the transformation and then have confidence in it. And then we spend the rest of that 80% tweaking that last 20% in order to help them understand and maintain that. Because if we don't teach them how to help themselves, then they're just going to have to come back every time, or they're going to have to go find somebody else. And that's not what we're in the business of doing. We're in the business of transformation, not transactions, shall we say.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, the health transformation.
Absolutely.
Would you schedule your patients at the different times of the day, depending on the condition that they came with? That to say, some people might get more energized after the treatment, but others would probably get more relaxed. Does it depend on their terrain and their individual constitution?
Absolutely. Terrain theory is part and parcel with what we do. You know, you don't want to vaccinate a fish in a dirty fish bowl. You want to take the fish out of the fish bowl and avoid the vet. No, I won't go there. But yes, based on a person's constitution, their biorhythms and things like that, anything we can do to prioritize their preference and or their biorhythm, we do. Generally speaking, PMF as a rule puts you in the parasympathetic nervous system. It puts you in the rest, protect, and digest and repair, if you will. So it doesn't tend to amp anybody up, right? I mean, you do it with high power PMF, you can sweat while you do it because it's literally cellular exercise. So, I mean, I can sit down there and if I put it, you know, the pulse machine on five pulses per second and I'm doing the paddle over my abdomen and I'm getting my thymus and my digestive system, there's a lot of activity there. I will not quite perspire, but my basal temperature will definitely rise. So if I'm going to do it like before bed, I'd have it at like 7.8 pulses per second, which is kind of like the Schumann wave. And things like that. That's a great power and benefit of the pulse PMF unit, the XL Pro, is because it gives you the variability of the pulses per second. So I can go down to one if I really want to get deep and just a real, real powerful squeeze and energizing the deep tissue. All up to five, it's like the peak is at five. And then, you know, it tapers off as you go up to 9.9, which we use for brain and other neurological things, teeth, jaw, eyes, ears, brain, stuff like that. The 7.8 is the Schumann frequency for the earth. It's like earth is by, you know, pulsing at that rate. So that's the most restorative frequency on the machine for, like, let's say restful sleep and stuff like that. It'll put you to sleep. Like, I mean, I don't know. I'll be out in a second. It's just like, this is great. Something like that.
So in essence, we're providing the body with the energy that is sort of natural to Mother Earth, but it's not there in sufficient quantities anymore. First, because we don't walk barefoot, but also because we use all kinds of EMF, G, electricity and whatnot.
Wearables, Wi-Fi, you know, we're drinking in the States here. People love the cities love to rent their water towers and put cell phone towers on there. And if you know about Dr. Yamoto's work, you know, you energize water, you put a frequency signature on there. People are basically ingesting electrified water. I mean, you can't escape it. You know, there's more birth control pills in the water than, you know, now God knows how many opioids are in the water now here. So you got to really be wise about how you're consuming your water as one thing. But, you know, you're 80%, we're 75% water. Like if my body is up here, it's like water. So, you know, got to be mindful of that.
Yeah. Well, if you start thinking about it, like there's so many things that we're missing that our ancestors had, but also we're so forward with all the medicine and all the therapies that we can apply. So I hope it kind of...
Well, I mean, I think if we went back to herbalism and Chinese medicine and ditched all the rest of the crap, we'd be just fine.
Yeah. Oh, I love Chinese medicine. One of my favorite because it has so much logic to it and it never fails. If you applied it correctly, it never fails. That's... And It even describes a condition when the cure is not possible, which I think is amazing.
Yeah. Between Chinese medicine and German new medicine, those are my two favorites.
Agreed. For me, yeah. It's Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine, hyperbaric therapy. I love those. Yeah, love those too. Excellent. So thank you for explaining that. I have one last question. People often confuse TENS technology with PMF. It's two different things. Could you please describe how are they different?
Sure. So to simplify as best I can, I would say that what happens with a TENS is it's stimulating the nerve fibers, specifically the C fibers, which it's trying to stimulate your brain in order to drown out the signal of the C fibers, which are the pain fibers. Okay. So it's sort of masking that. That's why people have to use TENS over and over and over, right? People with neuropathy symptoms, right? They never think about going to the brain because all sensations perceived in the brain. So what TENS is putting electricity in your body, and it's sort of fatiguing out neurons mm-hmm. and fatiguing out receptors. The difference is that's putting electricity in your body, which your body is not, is electric in nature, but it's not electricity. It's not AC current. Mm-hmm. It's electromagnetic field. It's pulse magnetic field. So the difference is you're going to get pain reduction, increased lymphatic flow, increased signals, cell regeneration, among other things with PEMF, whereas TENS is just simply going to fatigue out the nerve signal and try to calm down the area and have your brain forget about the pain signal. So you're getting a deposit in your account with PEMF and you're getting withdrawal from TENS. That's as simple as I can put it.
Yeah, no, that's the, I think that's very self-explanatory. I mean, TENS is just sort of masking the pain and providing that pain relief, which is also needed, right? Especially if somebody has an acute injury or something like that. But PEMF is more curative in nature than TENS. Yeah, right. Something like that. And you've mentioned many indications throughout this interview. We talked about cancer. You touched upon injuries, gut health. And also you mentioned some of the brain health and jaw and stuff like that. Who else might benefit from PEMF therapy?
Well, my joke is anyone with a pulse. As long as the body has a pulse, you're going to benefit from it. And that's to say you'll benefit from low voltage PEMF as a maintenance. So if you get a Sedonamat or a Beamer, those are the two that I'm familiar with. There's other models. When you understand that those are sort of only getting into the acupuncture meridian and then you're using frequency and stuff like that, the body's benefited by frequency from low voltage. But if you're going to actually access an organ system, you have to have, instead of like, so in Madrid, do they ever have like patios, given it's so hot and dry there? Do they have patios like misters on them? Mm-hmm. They have anything like that? Like a little machine where it's just blowing mist in the air, so it cools. I mean, this is probably in more of the affluent areas, but like in Scottsdale, Arizona, where it's, you know, hotter than blazes, you go out there during the summer and they have these misters on the patios so you don't just melt away.
In Madrid, they do too. So I'm familiar with those really well.
The corollary is like low voltage PEMF, like Sedona and Beamer, are like that little mist. Mm-hmm. And pulse PEMF is like a class 5 hurricane, okay? It is so much more powerful and so much more dynamic and so much more variable, and it penetrates so much deeper, okay? So if you're going millimeters into the skin, into the acupuncture meridian, you're going to get benefit, but you can't get into the liver. You can't get into the kidneys and the digestive system. You cannot stimulate the prostate in a way that a high voltage PEMF does. It's just not even comparable. So the application is there for both. You can be just as gentle with a high voltage system, depending on how much you turn it up and or change the frequency or the pulse per second, as you can with the low voltage. But with the high voltage, with pulse PEMF specifically, you have that much variability. You have that much ability to hit the nervous system tissue, to the prostate, to the gut, to the liver, to the lungs, to the breast, to whatever you need to do. And that's like the hugest benefit that I can think of.
So every disease, every condition can benefit from it. And then almost every person can benefit from it, but you have to regulate the dosage, because you can you potentially overwhelm if you're using too strong of a program?
Yes, absolutely. You can detox someone, you know, create like a Herxheimer reaction. Let's say someone comes in and they've got a stagnant liver, they're not detoxing well, maybe they got a couple SNPs, MTHFR, and whatever other, you know, functional medicine terms you want to throw onto them. And you try to go in and just pound their liver real hard before you get their full lymph systems moving, okay? That's like in a bathtub, if you were to plug the tub and just turn on the water and walk away, mm-hmm. eventually it's going to spill over. So if you put too hard, too fast into the body, if you over-exercise them, because remember, it's cellular exercise, what you're going to end up doing is detoxing them so fast that they can't clear the waste products away fast enough. So they might feel worse. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's one example of it is dose dependent. It is also, you know, we start off people low and slow, getting them accustomed to it. Ultimately, what we want to have it is as strong as is comfortable, but not painful. Okay. And it's like if you pour water on a sponge, eventually it'll just pour off the side, right? It'll soak up what it can and pour off the side. And with PMF, especially high voltage, you turn it up and your body will absorb that energy. And then its threshold will change even within the session. Like I'll turn it on, let's say I put the paddles on my liver and I'll turn it at 4.0 and I'll turn it up to 40% as an example. By 10 minutes in, I can turn it up to 50 and 10 more up to 60 because I've energized that tissue and it can take more. Okay. But always start off with any technology. It doesn't matter if it's hyperbaric, high power PEMF, mud packing, castor oil packing, whatever you're doing, just tread lightly into that therapy before you get, you know, too wild.
Yeah, I totally agree. Just to see how the person reacts, because we all require different doses because we're all individuals and you have to find that sweet spot that works for you or for your patient. And that takes experience, of course, of seeing a lot of patients, in my opinion, because you kind of start seeing the patterns and you can guess. But in every guessing, there is still a place for an error. So I tend to start slow and low, and then move up. Like you can always do that in the second, third, and fourth session. Are there any side effects besides the fact of sort of feeling jittery while on the table?
Sure. Good sleep, better energy, better digestion. Talk about side effects. More regular bowel movements, less pain, less inflammation. Those are side effects. When done appropriately and under the supervision of a skilled practitioner, there are only positive side effects, if you will. Again, if you hit it too hard too fast, you can get negative side effects of you get a headache, you might get a little more anxiety, you might have a looser stool, especially someone who like drinks every day or is on a lot of medications and stuff like that. So it just depends on the person.
That's why I think it's always better to do it in the clinic under the supervision of a practitioner. At least first, right? And also these big machines, they're only available at the clinics. I think it's too expensive even to get it.
Well, you know, they range from $18,000 to $46,000 for yeah. PMF. And so we have rental units. We have people come in for intensive care. And then once they are proficient and know their bodies well enough, then they can take one home and do as many hours a day as they want. I mean, I have taken one home and slept on it before. 7.8, low sleep on it, you know, and it's like, we think of it as you're getting a massage, acupuncture, and an energy work session at the same time. So I've never found someone who has gone low and slow and done easing into it that hasn't felt amazing every time they get off.
Excellent. And imagine if you jump into hyperbaric chamber right after, because you've prepped your mitochondria. So now it's ready to absorb all that oxygen that can be provided by air under pressure. What if you get a patient like somebody with fibromyalgia? Because that's always a concern, for example, for hyperbaric therapy. It can be really helpful, but also if done incorrectly, if we apply too much hyperbarics right away, these people can sort of regress. Same with Lyme patients. Sure. They can aggravate. Does it happen too to this sort of kind of patient population after doing PMF?
To a less extent, you know, hyperbaric is a dynamically different environment, especially if you're doing hard-sided, you're doing, you know, a couple atmospheres. Like that's can be intense for someone, especially who is uninitiated and has not done any work to cleanse themselves ahead of time. Mm-hmm. You would be very wise to have someone do PMF before going into hyperbaric, without a doubt. The reason people herx on any system, whether it's high power PMF or hyperbaric or whatever it might be, is especially fibromyalgic people, their lymphatics are not moving. Okay. So they get the toxic tissues. So when your lymph doesn't drain, it's like the wastewater treatment plant in your town is backed up and all the poop is backed up in the sewers all the way up to your door. And you're trying to flush the toilet, but it's not going anywhere. It just spills over. And then you feel like crap. I mean, if there is any better description of fibromyalgia as a trash can diagnosis, you know, I have pain here, 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 here. Okay. No one tells you what causes it, though. That's the challenge. All of medicine has a name for something and a diagnosis for something and an ICD-10 code for something and a drug to treat it, but they never tell you why. So for anybody with Lyme or fibromyalgia, whatever it might be, they got to do some work on their liver. They need to move their body simply by walking. Okay. Get the muscles moving. When the muscles move, the lymph moves. Okay. simple stuff, anti-inflammatory diet, avoiding high processed foods and things like that. Things that are readily aware of, and I mean, we're not in a lack of information this day. We're in an information age. We're not in an age of wisdom though. We think, oh, the ancient people, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. They don't know crap. Chinese, Indians, you know, wow, Hippocrates, what does he know, right? Your body doesn't make mistakes, right? So fibromyalgic, Lyme, cancer, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter, put whatever name you want to put on it, has to be a cleansing process from inside out. And I would argue mostly in the brain. And I don't mean just like detox your lymphatic systems. I mean, neuroemotionally detoxing. You got to detox your emotions because fibromyalgia patients are always, without exception, have relationship challenges. So like anyone, like Lyme, it doesn't matter where you go. So
I agree. Fibromyalgia patients are definitely, there is a post-trauma that's not being dealt with. So it's sort of manifesting itself. Not as only root cause of fibromyalgia. Yes, we know that mitochondria shuts down, but really, why does it shut down? And we really have to go back to that point with a patient and find out, okay, what happened there?
Yeah, and the timeline. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's all multifactorial. You know, we love people with fibromyalgia, just like we love people with cancer, like people with Lyme, with ulcerative colitis, you know, prostate, whatever. They're human beings. Don't treat the diagnosis. You'll be chasing your tail. When you understand the root cause and you help them understand how their trauma in the past has determined their outcomes now, you work on the root cause instead of saying, here's your label. I'm going to treat the symptoms of your label with X, Y, and Z pills or surgeries or whatever it is, right? Treat them like a person and they always thrive, right?
Agreed. So PMF is changing the terrain, no matter what disease is, right?
It's cleansing the bowl, cleansing the fishbowl, based on that example earlier. It's cleaning. But again, the safe language used by the manufacturers is it doesn't do anything but help the body heal itself. Mm-hmm. And that's a good rule of thumb for anybody to understand. Like hyperbaric helps the body heal itself, right? So some people out there want to aspire to saying that X, Y, or Z therapy cures something, and that's not what you or I are doing here. But they dramatically enhance someone's ability to heal. And when you can do that, everybody can win, right? So yes, both hyperbaric and PMF are creating conditions in the body to overcome challenges and limitations.
Excellent. If patients want to find you, where can they find you?
Absolutely.
Where are you located?
Yeah, we're in Woodbury, Minnesota, here in the United States. And the name is Sequoia. So it's S-E-C-O-Y-A with health, Sequoia Health. And, easy to find the website. Yeah.
We'll provide the website address and Instagram because nowadays people find each other on social media way more. I find that they visit actual websites.
Absolutely. No question.
Becoming more and more obsolete. It's just amazing. You put so much work into building a website and then at the end, it's there. What are you doing on Instagram?
Sure.
Absolutely. Excellent. And you provide PMF services at your clinic. People can also rent, right?
Yes.
Especially if they've tried this therapy before. I really appreciate that you came to this podcast and you've described PMF really well. I have a much better understanding now. And I was even thinking while we were talking how I'm going to apply it to some of my patients and what to do with it. It's an amazing therapy. As you said, very few side effects if applied properly. No contraindications or very few contraindications.
The only one contraindication is an implanted medical device. So anything with a battery inside the body, you know, defibrillators.
Yeah, that makes sense because it's
on the track. We've had some people get OKs from their MDs, from their prescribing cardiologists to use PMF on their body, but it has to be at least 12 inches away. Now, this is case by case. Some cardiologists won't touch it. And then you have certain individuals who think they're smarter than they should be. And then they get a little too close to their defibrillator and they get a discharge. Mm-hmm. So it's not something to mess with.
No, absolutely.
So pregnancy is another contraindication. I will say that the FDA does not see it as viable during pregnancy. It's not approved because of the potential detox reactions. And you want to be very kind to your body, especially for women in their first and second trimesters. I will say that my wife did, on her own volition, did PMF at the 7.8 pulses per second, just laying on there when she was pregnant twice. And nothing but positive effects happened because when you're not trying to force the body to do something, you're just giving it that extra bathing of healing energy. You know, what good can't happen, right? But again, it's not FDA approved. It's approved for pain. I think it's approved for anxiety from the FDA standpoint. They're working on other classifications from the Federal Food and Drug Administration as far as the qualifications, if you will. But, you know, again, when applied appropriately,
Yeah, but meanwhile, we can use it off-label for traumas, things like that, everything that you've described, including supportive sort of therapy during cancer treatment, right?
Activation of stem cells.
Like so many uses, and very similar to hyperbaric therapy uses. So it's a different, slightly different mechanism, but I'm convinced those two therapies can be used together. I mean, not at the same time, because you can get on a PMF machine and in a hyperbaric chamber in the same time. But you can do PMF first and then go into hyperbaric chamber, and even the other way around, and see how you feel. For some people, it might be too stimulating, so you do it on two different days, one day PMF, other day hyperbaric. I mean, meet the person where they are and...
No question. Yeah, meet them where they're at and customize it to their needs.
Excellent. Guys, please give this episode likes because it will help other people see this information. If you think that someone can benefit from this information, you know someone, please send them a link to this episode. All the links will be in the podcast description with Dr. Schilling's website, Instagram, where to find him, and also a link to PMF equipment that we discussed today. And thank you for watching, and I'll see you next week.